this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
The worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my way.
Please keep in touch.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open with pianist Onaje Allen Gomes with Nightlife, his composition from his recent CD, Sackful of Dreams. We have Onaje here in the studio, and we'll be talking with him about his music and how he envisioned this great CD. Right now, enjoy Nightlife.
Thank you.
Welcome, Anajay, to the Jazz Room.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, this CD is marvelous. Anajay, you create for me a sense of joy and peace throughout this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You really do. This is something I just have to say. Now, first, I'd like to just, can you give us a bit of your background? When did you first find jazz?
I found jazz at 8 years old, looking at Peter Gunn with music by Henry Mancini. And that walking bass line that always opened every episode just caught my ear. And looking at that TV show and another show that Henry Mancini also scored, both shows being directed by Blake Edwards, called Mr. Lucky. And I just became a Henry Mancini groupie. I went to see everything he scored, and everything he would score would have a heavy jazz background to it. And from that, I listened to a radio show, a radio station called WNEW. And Billy Taylor had a show on NEW, and I listened to his show. Then he went to WLIB, so I went to WLIB with him, where I got a full dose of jazz there and learned about the other great artists, from Dizzy to Horace Silver. And outside of Henry Mancini, my first real jazz album was Tokyo Blues by Horace Silver. And come to find out that Horace Silver's birthday was one day before mine. He's September 2nd, I'm September 3rd. So I really just gravitated towards that. I used to have lessons where I would jazz up my lessons while I practiced during the week. And my teacher never heard those jazz up lessons that I did at home. But I just used that medium of jazz to express myself in all different kinds of ways. And I went to Music Art High School, where I went with playing with a jazz ensemble and a Latin jazz group. And I met my first real mentor named Leroy Kirkland, who in years, you know, got me to meet people like Jerome Richardson and Eric Gale and people like that. And ultimately, I did my first major gig with someone he introduced me to, which was Kenny Burrell. I did Baker's Keyboard Lounge in 71.
Oh, that's great. That's a great background. Now, I know through the years you worked with many of the jazz legends.
Yes.
And would you please give us some of your favorite collaborations there?
Well, I mentioned, you know, Kenny Burrell, because he had one of the greatest bass players in history named Major Holly, who did a lot of sessions with Quincy Jones. Norman Connors, who allowed me to do some of my first arranging work in the studio. Noel Pointer and Woody Shaw, who I actually simultaneously worked together with between 77 and 79. Prior to that, working with the great Nat Adderley, of course, the brother of the great Julian Cannibal Adderley. And working with other artists, many singers, from Gene Kern to Dee Dee Bridgewater to Diane Reeves to Grady Tate to Dakota Staton and Betty Carter.
Okay, my goodness. Now, when you started this project, Sack Full of Dreams, what did you visualize for your listeners?
Well, actually, Sack Full of Dreams was a continuation of what I started with a record I did back in 89, which is called Dare to Dream. And the idea is that I feel that through so much turmoil and unrest and sometimes sense of hopelessness sometimes that people feel, that they still can have a sense of hope and have a sense of dreaming and have a sense of looking, you know, beyond their boundaries. And Sack Full of Dream was a song that was written over 40 years ago by the late Gary McFarland, who I, through my formative years, was also very fortunate to meet. And I thought of this song to do as tribute to him and tribute to, you know, the world.
Now, you have a vocalist on this piece. We're going to come up with the Sack Full of Dreams next. What's his name?
Oba Babatunde, who is known to many listeners as a fine actor. And he came on board while he was in New York doing Chicago. And I asked him if he would do the song, and I thought I was introducing him to a song, only to find out that Sack Full of Dreams was a song that he had been looking for years. And he said when I sent him an email that he was crying because he couldn't find this song, and here I am asking him if he would sing the very song he was looking for. So he indeed agreed.
That's beautiful. Well, let's listen.
I've got a dream for the world, peace in the rivers and everywhere, bridges of steel and love, and cities that smile. Gray empty faces walk by, hands try to hide all the loneliness, lighting their cigarettes to blow time away. Lost in the noise, lonely as wind, people on sidewalks with no place to go. Can they learn to understand the kind of world that I'm dreaming? I've got a sack full of dreams, streets full of laughter and toy balloons, people with hearts that care, who listen for love. Wanting the same, wanting to care, wanting to share all my dreams for the world. Will they learn to understand the world of love that I'm dreaming? Toy balloons, people with hearts that care, who listen for love. Wanting the same, wanting to care, wanting to share all my dreams for the world. Can they learn? Understand the world of love that I am dreaming. I am dreaming. A world of peace, happiness. A world without war and famine. This is my sack full of dreams. Hi, Ma.
Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We're here talking with pianist Onaje Allen Gomes, and you just heard the title tune from his CD, Sackful of Dreams. Now, Onaje, you made me curious. You know, we've been chatting, you know, a number of times we've had a conversation when you told me that the media has put a specific label on you. Yeah, that's rather common, but can you comment on that, please?
Well, you know, I've had a very eclectic type of history in music, but people have associated me either in two camps, either as a straight ahead jazz player or as a contemporary, which was later known as smooth jazz player. And here in New York, I got a lot of work from a now defunct station called CD101. And I did a lot of work, although I played all the music I played all the time, which was either straight ahead, contemporary, Latin, Brazilian, whatever. But I got this label because of that association. And it just followed me for so long. That's why I did an album like Sackful of Dreams, and prior to that, Return to Form. And in the middle of that came out the Remember the Innocence, to really establish where my roots are, but also to understand that I've been doing all this different music my entire musical career.
All right. Now, how can people in the audience learn about you on the internet?
Well, they can look at, I have two main places, which is a jazz corner, and you go to www.onajeallengums.com. onajeallengums.com. Also at myspace.com/Onaje Allen. No gums at the end. It's Onaje Allen, Onajeallan. And you can get a lot of information. Also, here's some tunes from Sackful of Dreams, and you can also buy and download from my previous albums at the same spot at MySpace.
Well, that's good to know. We're going to mention that again anyway. Now, the next tune we have up is Just Pure Fun, and it's called Fish and Pond.
Yeah.
And what was your thought when you included this one?
Well, that's a song that I grew up on. It's from the Andy Griffith Show. And I did that song for a children's program I did a few years ago. And in compiling the songs for A Sackful of Dreams, I thought it'd be a nice up-tempo tune. I liked the fact that it came with a kind of a nice different arrangement. But I purposely didn't put theme from the Andy Griffith Show, so that hopefully when people hear it, they would say, I know that tune. What's that tune? And be singing in front of me and say, that's the Andy Griffith. That's Opie and Andy, you know. So that's why I chose to use the actual original title, The Fishing Pond, written by Earl Hagen, who actually in the original piece is whistling the song.
Well, you just gave a nice little bit of history to go with it. Okay, let's listen to Fishing Pond.
Thank you.
you so much, Anaje, for coming to Studio 952 in New York City. And I just thought we'd start out with this tune, Stank You Very Much.
Yeah, actually, there is a little story behind this song, because actually it wasn't going to be on the album. I had another song picked, and the control room, the people in the control room, were not communicating with us in the studio. I was getting kind of antsy about what's going on in there. So I started playing this bass line. The next thing you know, the drummer, George Gray, started kicking in on a little pocket. And then Marcus McLaurin's on bass. He started doubling the bass line. And then the percussionist, Gary Fritz, started working. And we're playing, realizing there's no tape. So I stopped. I said, listen, guys, in the studio, forget the last song we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. And we just hit it and did it. Then the next day, Bob DeVoe came in and overdubbed the guitar. And he played it like he was with the band the day before. And that's what we came up with, Thank You Very Much. That was actually Marcus McLaurin's title. You know, so that's with the funk in there, you know, because that's what I'm about too.
That's right. That goes right back to what we talked about earlier with, you know, being labeled.
Going beyond boundaries.
Well, this has been just a great experience.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you for spending time here in the Jazz Room. And thank you, as I said, Anaje.
Quite welcome.
Alan Gomes, for being with us here in Studio 952. And we love hearing from you. You may send your comments and questions through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Also, there you'll find a photo of Anaje during his visit here in Studio 952 and a direct link to his website. And I'm going to be, it is AnajeAllenGomes.com/AnajeAllen, A-L-L-A-N. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, MySpace.com/AnajeAllen.
Okay, let's do that again.
All right.
Go ahead, you do it.
Yeah, at Jazz Corner, I'm at www.AnajeAllenGomes. That's Allen with AllenGumbs. And at MySpace, it's myspace.com/AnajeAllen. AnajeAllen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Until next time, you have been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' pages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.